Blog Talk Radio.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Psychic Journeyman, who's about ready to check out and say to hell with the rest of this freaking crappy ass day, I swear. If it's not for this freaking internet and this freaking Skype and Block Talk Radio and their crappy ass equipment, I don't know. It's really getting crazy, and I just getting really irritated with the whole thing. Pay good money for this freaking thing and all this kind of stuff, and this kind of thing we get. I don't get it. Anyway, let's get on with the show and let's answer some questions. As soon as I can get my freaking switchboard back up, we'll sit there and take some calls, but I can't do anything right now until I push a button. Let's see. So, how's everybody doing? It's Friday night. We're going to be doing angel reading, so check in with us and that kind of stuff. If you got any questions, ask any freaking question you want to ask. We don't care. We answer anything and everything, so let's talk about whatever comes across your mind. Tonight, we'll also be doing a midnight show, hopefully. And then from that point on, we'll sit there and go over the crazy thing. Sometimes with situations, I don't know. Maybe it's the imbalance of energy. I don't know. But it's sure really freaking me out because up until yesterday, everything was running fine and smoothly with the situation and a couple of mishaps here and there. But, you know, nothing big, nothing freaking major. Like I said, as soon as we get back on the show and get going, I mean, right now I'm really trying to pull up the switchboard, and I'm trying to figure out why things are not working. Everybody seemed to check out, check in. We could do the little thing back and forth. Call in, guys. The number here is 646-721-9031. If everybody would like to come back, and we'll sit there and answer some questions, it'd be great. What's up, Bree? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Yeah, the access to the switchboard and everything else, all the delays and stuff. Are you having any problems on your side?
Yeah, I can't get the chat downloaded. I signed off to see if you could sign in. Maybe it's, I don't know.
It's okay. You know, I'm sitting here looking at the freaking thing myself going, there's no reason why there should be any problems, especially if you are, you've signed in as co-host before, and it didn't seem to be any problems. And I'm just saying, sometimes I restart up and do the whole thing all over again. See if you can actually get in the chat room and see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shoot, I'm about ready to sit there in hell with it. Because it's like, you know, the whole freaking thing's been thrown off. I do not know what to even carry on from here. And I don't know. It's just really freaking me out. I am in the chat room now, but
you're in the chat room?
I am now.
Okay, it was probably me then.
Yeah, but it should have been you. Did you click on the co-host?
No, I signed off to see if that would help you, and I did, and it...
I have two separate programs on mine. So I can actually either do Firefox or Internet Explorer. And for some reason, Internet Explorer is kicking in real good right now, so... Anyway, guys, we're going to be doing 3 hours of doing nothing but angel card readings and past life readings, and please donate to the show so we can actually pay the premiums on this show. We've actually gone pro, and right now I'd love to have people calling in and to give donations for this weekend so we can actually pay the premium on this, because for some reason the two companies I actually work with my credit cards, with all the things of money going in there, for some reason the credit cards have not shown up, so I cannot do anything. I just figured that the situation, we could transfer everything to another card and that kind of stuff. It's just the idea of having all the money to do so. There's a money in an account I can't touch, and that's driving me nuts because I'm trying to figure out why everything is so slow. So right now I can't even pay any bills if I wanted to, which I do. I can't seem to get those things to work because I haven't got my new credit card yet, and they said they were sent out days. Well, actually, they were sent out last freaking week, and they should be here by now. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe it's the freaking damn town I lived into. I would love to get the heck out of this freaking place and out of Ohio, because Ohio sucks. Anybody out there who wants to sit there and sit argue with me about the whole thing, I guarantee you won't find one person in Ohio who will. Most people I knew when I was in Florida and every place I've gone, seen them come from Ohio, and they just all talk about escaping from prison. So, with the situations and those kind of things, we're trying to be happy about the whole thing and say, donate to the show. Donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado. Get me the hell out of this freaking godforsaken state. And help me support my show and help the things keep going. And for the people who have, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. So everybody give a call back, and give a call in here, and let's do some readings today. We got 3 hours. We want to, you know, the idea of sitting down doing readings. I would really love to do some readings right now. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. And if you want to call me for a private reading, I love doing this kind of work, and I love working with the people out there, too. And if you are one of those people who are in need of some guidance or some just want a reading and that kind of stuff, give me a call at 747. Actually, that's wrong. It's 740-601-1057. Or contact me through my webpage, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that address is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Those numbers, again, I'll even give you both private and the business number, which is 740-601-1057, or call me on my private line, which is 740-601-9835. And right now, for people who call this show, we do have a special, which is only $65 for 60 minutes. So give us a call. I'll be glad to work with each and every one of you two. And when it comes to the people who call the show, the $65, 60-minute reading, they cover about anything and everything I do. And if you want to do relationship readings and that kind of stuff. So therefore, we're opening up the equations to everything. So if I suggest that you get some relationship counseling or something like that, and I want to work with you or past life or whatever, that's what it's all about. Okay, guys? So the idea of people calling me and saying, hey, you know something, let's get a psychic reading, no problem. Just give those numbers a call, and we'll set your appointment up, and you'll be good to go. And right now, we're sitting here waiting for people to call in so we can actually do some readings, which is, the number here is 646-721-9031. So give us a call. We really don't have any kind of specifications. You can ask 2 questions, 3 questions. Heck, I don't care if you ask 100 questions. If we got the time to do it, we will get you in there, and we will take care of your situation. We will give you all the time that you need. So therefore, join us. So, Bree, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
For some reason, I keep getting knocked out of the freaking chat room all the time.
It's not working on this side.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
at least you have it on your side, huh?
Yeah, but now the chat room's not even working now again. Well, we have switchboard, but no one seems to be calling in. I think we'll give it 5 minutes, and if we don't get anybody calling in 5 minutes, I'm out of here. I need to take a break. I cannot deal with this crap right now. For some reason, it's just really frustrating with the situation of actually sitting down and trying to do a show and trying to put things out there and have this kind of freaking problems where I just feel like there's more to it than just technical problems on my side or your side of it. I feel like Block Talk Radio needs to really take a look into the situation and figure what's going on. They've had problems before. I actually contacted them about the switchboard problem, and they corrected that. They said they was having a problem clear across the system, so it's not just the ideal situation. There's more to it. And you know, the ideal, sitting down paying $250, even if you're only doing a free show, I don't think you should be subjected to this kind of crap. So,
All right, we'll try it again. I've logged out on my side. It seemed like it helped the last time. I'll just...
Hmm. I do not understand this. Well, let's see what you get to do. So, area code 647, how are you today?
Fine, how are you? It's Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel, how are you? Seriously.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing? You're having all sorts of situations tonight. I feel sorry for you, Donnie.
Yeah. Trying to put it all together, trying to do some kind of thing out there, trying to reach the people, and gosh, reaching, it seems like it's one of those things that,
yeah,
it's like trying to get a light bulb to turn, you know?
Yeah, I know that feeling. All last week I had problems like here. Everything just started going nuts. Technology, walking home, God. Even the pet.
Yeah.
One of those. God. Well, I hope it gets better for you, that's for sure.
Well,
I thought because I've... Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to ask you, but if you're going to tell us, go ahead. That's what I was going to say. How can we help?
Sure, I appreciate it. I'm looking for a part-time weekend job, and I've already put out lots of resumes for things. So I was wondering if something part-time where I can make some little extra money on the side might be available soon for hire.
Let's see. Well, the impression I get is yes.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, I just get the impression that something's coming up here real soon. So it's like the ideal opportunity and focusing your intuition. Well, not, not your intuition. How would I put this? Your intention?
Mm-hmm.
With your intuition.
Well, the things you've taught me from previous conversations I've done really well with. I appreciate you for that and all the suggestions. So thank you.
Well,
there's a positive in your day.
There you go. Always look for the positive. You always will find it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, I've just got a lot of frustrations going on right now because I got two credit cards that haven't showed up when they should have been here 2 days ago. And the idea of paying bills, I can't do until I get them because all the money's are sitting in accounts right now.
Have you ever tried just simple prepaid cards? Visa cards?
What are they?
They just, they're actual Visa cards that are, you just take your money and you go to those credit checking places. They usually sell them. And
uh-huh.
It's like a gift card. You just upload them, but it's a real Visa card. And you can just go spend whatever you want for the day or use them any way you like. It's a real credit card. Like if you got 500,
yeah,
$500 and you want to, you know, put $600 down, then there's your quicker of a credit card. It's more convenient.
Yeah, I guess. Well, right now, my PayPal card, someone made a transaction on it. And I disputed it, so they canceled that account out, and that's why they sent me another credit card so that people couldn't do it anymore. Well, in the process of that whole thing going on, I had a Netspend card, which is one of those cards you get at those cash checking places, you know?
Cash checking, yeah.
Yeah, I got that card to back myself up on it. Well, it's the same color as my PayPal card, so I accidentally kept the wrong card up. So now I'm waiting for two cards to show up, and I got all this money. One thing, I guess we could look at the positive thing about it is, all the money that goes into those accounts I can't spend, so the sum just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But
yeah, that's good. Not
yeah.
good, but good.
It's just that
maybe
the premium on this
trying
show.
To tell you to slow down.
It could be.
Maybe you're working too hard. Mm-hmm.
Right. The premiums on this show was due 5 days ago, and I've been trying to get that. That's why I'm waiting for you to get that card. It pay some dues and this and the other, and I'm like, okay. And then... I got to pay my computer. These guys are looking at me too, going, I said, well, I could show you that the money's in the account with the computer, but I just can't touch it until those cards come in here. And I've tried to transfer some money and the PayPal, I got to call them too because they got. That's kind of funny. I tell them, I said, this is my bank account, this is my routing number, but they keep using the credit card number. And I said, no, that credit card doesn't exist anymore. I said, why would you ask for the stupid ass? I'm sorry, the freaking routing number, account numbers, if you're not going to use them.
Yeah.
And you can't get money. Card doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Mm. I never went back because, even when I canceled about 2 years later, they came back again saying, oh, you're overdue in your account and da-da-da-da. It's like, you built up that money, not me. You're not my problem. I said I'm canceled and I'm out of here. I have never come back. So you, it's your own problem.
Crazy situation. Kind of a difficult season. And then you got these freaking companies who think they know everything and they're so caught up in the book, they don't sit there and look at the human concept and sit there going, what we're saying is that the car doesn't exist anymore. So if you're going to keep up, that's your problem.
That's right, Don.
Well, we got the situation cleared up and the whole thing, and I feel like in 2 weeks you'll be working a part-time job and be fine.
Beautiful. Sounds good to me. And I, if I had a card, I would help you out right now. Well, unfortunately, I'm sorry I'm not your positive angel to do that for you. I wish I could, but the intentions are really good.
Yeah, that's the way, I guess we got to look at it that way, don't we?
Yeah.
Relax, things go, and they'll be fine.
I'll meditate in my mind for you that maybe the next callers might help you. That'd be nice.
Yeah, just, I guess we always keep our mind open and keep it open. And keep it open.
That's right. I do believe in miracles very much. You never know.
Really?
Sorry. I thought I had everything turned down. That scared me.
That was amusing.
At least it wasn't as bad as that one show. When we were talking to this lady, I was telling her that, you know, she needs to change some things, and all of a sudden one of these commercials on Blog Talk Radio, one of those little things popped up and go, you need to meditate. And I'm like, wow, what timing. And kind of threw everything off a minute, but I think it was actually the answer, so. There's come in many forms, don't they?
Yeah. That was amazing.
It's one of those things, just sit back and look at the situation and go, signs are everywhere.
Exactly.
So, I guess you would sit here and say the solution's on its way.
Cool. Have you got more callers coming in now?
Yes, we do.
Oh, cool.
Now we could just get the chat room to work. Okay, we're in the chat room, so there's a girl in there called Earthbound Angel. So, keep trying to log in, Bree, as a co-host. I like that officially. I don't. It fits you. It's not having a show of your own. You know that?
Yeah.
And then we have technical difficulties when we come to your show. So is there anything else we can help you with, Rachel, today?
No, you've done terrific. Thank you so much, and I'll say a little prayer for you while you're doing all of this, and hopefully somebody will be able to help you down the road, down the line of phone calls. All right, well, thanks so much. It's nice talking to everybody.
Nice having you calling. Thank you for calling
in. Anytime, Donnie. Yeah. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a fantastic night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's see. Let's go go to area code 706. How are you today? 706. Hi. How are you?
Maybe they have it on mute.
706, check your phone for mute because your hand is way in the air. And I've seen people do this before when they have their hand in the air. They have a tendency to fall asleep that way, so it's okay. Okay. Well, we'll just go back to them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Mary Lou Who. How are you doing?
Hi, Donnie. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
Sounds like you're having technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah.
Who's on the round table tonight?
Who's on the round table? Well, as far as I know, it's me and Bree. And Amy, I was talking to Amy last night. I don't know what she's going to do. You know, it's like she can, you know, it's like, come on in, let's do some readings and that kind of stuff. And
Can she? Will she? Shall she?
Well, I don't know what she's going to do. I'm kind of hoping she will. That would be great to come and listen and do some readings and that kind of stuff, because I like the idea of sitting down doing readings and stuff and just chatting about whatever. And I guess Blog Talk Radio has changed everything, because I used to be able to schedule two shows a day, and now I can't. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how this thing works anyway. I've seen Psychic Marissa, and I've seen Journey Into the Light. They all seem to have at least one or two shows a day. And I think they've even had three shows a day. How do they do that?
I don't know.
The reason I'm asking the question, because I'm actually supposed to be a pro show. So,
do they have technical support?
They do, and I've talked to them several times about this and that and the other, and we had trouble with the switchboard, and I upgraded everything and had a switchboard that you would have if you had a free show, which had no screening or no nothing, no information boxes. And I was like, hold on, I thought if I was already premium and I went up, I should have premium plus everything else that goes, you know. So I said, what happened to the switchboard? And they did admit that they had some technical difficulties, not just with my show, but a lot of the shows who couldn't pull the correct switchboard up. So they got that fixed. But I think if this continues, they should also do like they did this month here, and they should give an additional discount with all the things that are going on.
They made the shift during Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, which that wasn't a good smart thing to do. And we have a network of psychics and astrologers. You think they would be listening? Just a little bit. Don't sign those papers for upgrades. Wait until after.
They didn't know any better.
Huh?
They didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Blog Talk didn't know any better.
Gotcha. So, today, what are we talking about me? How about you?
I'm good, and I'm glad that you've talked to Amy, and I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, she was trying to figure out what format to go on and that kind of stuff, and she's kind of playing, I guess you could say playing the field. But I was kind of hoping that she would show up on the show tonight or that kind of thing.
Me too.
Tonight, midnight.
Me
join
too.
Us.
Well, I'll take any message that you have for me, but if you want to get on to the next caller, that's good too.
Well, the next caller, we tried the next caller, and there wasn't anybody there, so I'm just letting her.
So you can read me if you want, baby.
Okay. Now, what's your name, Mary?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Well, Mary Lou, it's like the idea of the situation of listening to spiritual growth right now with a lot of openings for you too as well. So, like I've always said before, people cross paths, and there's a reason for everything happening the way it does. And even I have to admit that too. But
yeah, that sucks, doesn't it? Mirror, mirror on the wall. That isn't pretty.
Yeah. So we're looking at the situation and looking at spiritual growth, and that's the card I have for you. Spiritual growth, and if you look at the cards, and I've been doing this lately where I just take one card and just go with it. And this card here shows a lot of darkness on either side. It also shows energy within one, and there's a big angel with wings, okay? the crown chakra, I guess you would say, if it was a human, on this angel is bright, extremely bright. So it's the ideal information coming through, follow through. Instinctively, don't sit there and question it. And, one thing I've been noticing about a lot of readings lately is everybody keeps questioning everything in the freaking world. And I'm sitting there going, I said, listen, if you listen to the very first thing that pops into your head when you're trying to make a decision or in a situation, that is your guidance coming through, because that's the first thing that comes through. Guidance does not wait.
You know what I hate about doing psychic readings, Donnie?
Yeah.
When you start reading people, you keep seeing that the thing that you have to give out to other people, you keep attracting readings that have to do with your own stuff. And then you tell them stuff, and it sounds so good, and it's like, oh, shit. But, oh, my, that applies to me, too. I hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah, that's the idea. Look at the situation going, you know. I was looking at the card, and it's like you see all things around you, but see, to me, when I look at the card, I see the darkness around us. It's like a kid who's in a freaking dark room. They see the darkness, and then they out of the ideal, the unknown, they start seeing things that are not there, which we do too, because when we can't figure things out, we start seeing things that are not there. So it's an illusion. Right. So I'll sort of look at this situation, but it's also showing us, as in angels, we are, you know, the idea of touching the ground or touching, as I call it, being earthly. There's a difference between being earthly and being grounded. Okay? Because we all know for a fact that we're more than this human body. This is just the packaging for this lifetime or the coat that we chose to wear. But we're so much more than the whole thing that we have to realize. We have to come to awareness on the whole thing. You know, like I told you before, but we don't sit and talk about religious things. We're talking about Jesus as in a spiritual sense. You know, the idea of what his life represented was the idea of everybody else chooses to come here. They've chosen everything that comes along with it to focus on that path. And then somewhere in the midst, we always get caught up with the worldly thing, you know, rent and that kind of stuff, and we should be focusing more on the spiritual. Because if you sit and look at Jesus' life realistically, he never thought about it. He just did it. I mean, there was a couple of times where he said, you know, God, is there a different way of doing this? Or Father, is there a different way of doing this? And if there is, you know, it's like most of us, we're open to the possibilities. But we also know 9 out of 10 times, and we would say 10 out of 10 times, that we are the path that's been chosen, we know it's the one we need to take. It's just that it's, you know, it's kind of, sometimes I think we do know what's coming up, and that's why we're avoiding it too. This is when we're going to learn why we came here in the first place, and this is going to be an eye-opener for us. So the rest of this lifetime is going to be nothing but cake. But just to get to that point, whoa. So this is what I'm saying with this spiritual growth is the idea of understanding, but also acknowledging it, and also accepting it and following through without no hesitation, without any kind of... And people have a tendency to go, well, this guy, you know, the one thing I've been getting lately here is the idea of women, and I will say women because that's all I've been getting, calling and asking about certain men, and they're just so dead bent on the situation that this man is for me. They don't know why. They don't know how he feels. They don't know what's up with him. There's no connection in that kind of situation, but they still want that.
We want what we want, when we want, how we want, where we want, with who we want. Got it?
Yes. But also realize that what you're asking, I always say like this, there's nothing wrong with that, and don't let go of that, but it might not be with the person you think.
Right. You can get what you want, and then you find out it's not what you wanted because you didn't know. You didn't see the whole picture. If you're only looking at the little part of the picture, it looks pretty good. But when you see the big picture, it's something totally different.
Exactly. So spiritual growth is the understanding of that. You will get what
accepting
you want.
Accepting that, not knowing what the big picture is.
Yeah, because you're right. Well, because I've seen people do this before. I want this. And then, okay, fine. Let's let them have it. And then they get it, and they're like, okay, I'm not going to get what I want.
Really
I'm not going to.
He's really cute,
yeah.
But it doesn't work today in his life, you know. Is that a good catch? And now he wants you to pay all of his bills. Woohoo!
Well, sometimes in situations, you also have to, I've seen this before too, where two people meet and the guy doesn't have a job or nothing going on, but the two people coming together for some reason motivates him to change his life so he doesn't do those things anymore. So it's got, so it's, you know, it's got two sides of the story, because there's some people, yes, you look at the guy and you know for a fact this guy has no intentions of doing anything or even particular women, but when you first meet him, they sure can give you a nice little song and dance.
Yeah.
But then next thing you know, the curtain's closing and the show has closed because it sucks. But So it's just the ideal. You have to learn to get up out of the audience and move on and find a Broadway show that does work. So where you do get the entertainment, the laughter, the love, the experience you're looking for.
Oh, you can get a lot of entertainment and laughter in a really bad situation. You just
gotta be
careful what you're asking for.
Right. I'm just saying, we've had people who sit there and say, well, I wish I could sit down and talk to guys and say, you know something? The next time you meet somebody who crosses your path and she's the one for you and you say, I got to go off and get stable. No, maybe she's the one thing in your life that actually could help you even more to stabilize the situation, because it's just the ideal. Some people can help us ground, you know, help us. Because it's not the idea of fulfillment or you complete me. I think it's the idea of completion of that phase in your life.
I don't believe in someone's going to complete another person. I'm thinking it's your responsibility to complete yourself. And if you're already whole, you meet up with someone else who's already whole, there's a really good chance you can be a lot better together than apart.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I was saying before, too. I said, if you look at a puzzle has many pieces, but they're whole pieces. So when you come together, your two pieces coming together to complete the whole picture. But you have to be complete within yourself before you can complete that picture with the other.
Yeah.
The light can be so great if you really look at it that way. If you look at the whole thing going, there's a piece missing in my puzzle, which is you, because I was sitting there and I had this poem I wrote in the process.
Nobody's going to complete anyone else, though, Donnie. It's not their responsibility. It's really not.
I'm saying pieces. See, what I'm saying is, it's like, look at a puzzle. A puzzle has many pieces, and when you put them all together, you get the big picture. But there's no half pieces on there. They're whole pieces. So therefore, you have to be whole. He has to be whole, and then you complete the picture, as in the kind of relationship and life you want. But you can't have that if you have a person that you got to constantly work with, and there's other stuff going on the other side, which you definitely got to be on the same level. That makes sense, don't it?
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. I mean, sometimes I get a little ticked off with movies that say, you know, you complete me. And maybe in a sense they do complete them, but not in the sense that sometimes they try to play it off where there's a missing piece with me and you fulfill that. Well, if that's the case, then you probably met somebody else who's also got a missing piece, who's always going to have that missing piece.
It's great Hollywood material, though.
That is true. I'm just saying, with the situation, we need to smack people around and go, you know something, let's get some really quality movies going on. I like this movie. There was a movie I have to call Serendipity, and everybody knows what serendipity means, more likely, but it's actually called serendipity means an intentional accident. So it's the ideal manifestation of intentions that you met this person. And the reason you met this person, it wasn't just by chance. It's because of something you put out there and it happened. And then when it happens, that is the person that you're supposed to be with, because you already called it out, and now it's completed, and now it's happened. Serendipity. Deja.
Oh, I like that. I like that analogy a lot.
Right. So I watched the movie, and I said, this is one good movie I did like, because these two people in this movie met each other 10 years prior. They went through a couple of things, and you saw the signs that they should be together, but they were just being too logical and too, you know, too whatever about it, right? So they basically went their separate ways, but they did put messages out there. One girl, she put her information in a book, and then she put it out there. She's, you know, had this faith kind of thing. And then his information was put on a $5 bill and sent out to the universe. So, you know, you know these two things are out there. And this guy, you know, they kind of mess up the whole thing and get separated. So he's So 10 years later, he's getting married. Then you find out she's getting married to somebody else, and he's getting married to somebody else. And then all of a sudden, they start thinking about each other. And things start going again where they start doing these physical things and trying to find each other, okay? They're not really letting the universe do it. They're just going out there doing the whole thing, right? And they're chasing after this and this and this, or looking at signs. And then the one guy's freaking out with his buddy, and he's like, well, maybe this sign is a sign that I shouldn't be doing this. And then the guy's like, there should be pills for this because you're driving me nuts. So, you know, all this stuff going on. But it wasn't until they stopped and started thinking about it and started realizing one thing. It wasn't the ideal should they marry the people they were with. It's the ideal they didn't want to. It wasn't the idea if it was good or not good. It was just the ideal coming to a point of saying, why am I getting married? And if I'm looking for somebody else who I can't find, then maybe I just don't want to be there. Well, in the process of letting that go, the universe opens up. And it was kind of funny, too, because this one guy goes, okay, I'm going to go get married. I'll just go anyway. So he goes. He's talking to his fiance. Well, she gives him a gift.
It's 8 o'clock.
She gives, oh, great, thank you. It's 8 o'clock, thank you. Okay.
His name's Alex. He's my friend.
Right. So what happens is his fiance gives him a book that he's been looking for. He's been looking for this book everywhere, right? Because it's got this girl's phone number in it, right? So he's looking for this book everywhere. So he gives up. He goes to the wedding rehearsal. She hands him this. She goes, here's your groom gift. And he's like, oh, groom gift. Yours is back at the hotel, which he had no idea what it was. He didn't have nothing for her. So he wasn't on the same level, see? But she was a messenger, and that's why he met her. That's why he was engaged to her, so he could actually find the one he was supposed to be with, because she gave him a gift, and it was that freaking book with that girl's number in it. And I about, when I saw the movie the first time, I about fell out of my freaking seat. I was like, whoa, now that's how it's supposed to work. Just let the universe do it for you. Well, the girl, she's given up, too, and she's got on a plane, and she accidentally switched wallets with her girlfriend that she had with her, and she's exchanging money on an air flight, getting headsets, and she sees the $5 with his phone number on it. See, that's what I'm talking about. You look at everybody going, watch the movie, because you'll see as soon as they give up and surrender and release, that's when the universe opens up, delivers the messages to them, and it wasn't a matter of, a half hour, and they were sitting back at the same ice rink where they actually met.
Buddha only became enlightened when he gave up.
Yeah, because he was like, maybe because I'm not supposed to marry this woman. I know that. And she came up with the same conclusion, too. And one thing that's good about the movie is it shows two people that are not meant to be together, but they can still love each other enough to let go of each other because they know they're destined for other people. That's the point about unconditional love, to sit and go, hey, you know something? This ain't working. So therefore, I know I'm meant for somebody else, and so are you. So I'm letting you go, have a great life, you know, and thank you for the experience of being with you for the time I was with you. And just let it go. But people are so thinking that, oh, we're not supposed to be together? Why, are we going to have a fight or something? Why does it always have to be a fight? Why can't it be just a casual knowing? Because if you're with somebody right now and you're still being pulled, there's something up.
Hey, Donnie, I got to go.
Well, thank you for your clock, and thank you for being here.
Clock. I wanted to talk more, but I got to feed my kids.
No problem. And you feed your kids, and please give us a call back.
I'll keep listening, but I can't. I got to turn it off so you don't hear them screaming and fighting with each other.
I understand.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You have a good night.
You too.
The bubbles are everywhere. Oh, shucks. Oh, Bree.
Yeah?
Well, since you can't get in the chat room, in the switchboard, you'll see that it's just me and you.
Oh.
I'm serious.
Where is everyone?
Huh?
Where is everyone?
Good question. Sometimes you just want to go, what the heck is up? Oh, we could sit here and say, okay, angels, got a little upset, got a little angry. Forgive us. Sorry. But just let us be a magnet now to pull everybody to us. So therefore our queue and our chat room will be full. Okay, let's try it again. I can feel it's working. Looking, we could sit here and say, you know, people in my queue and people in the chat room. We'll be talking to you real soon. Please hurry up before it's June. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be around. I'll be at the beach in a nice big sand dune. So, you had to go to the doctor and take a lot of things today, too, huh?
Yeah.
Are you busy? Busy, busy, busy?
Yeah. Yeah, I left about 10 o'clock this morning, and I didn't get home until close to the show.
Oh, really? Pulling the driveway going, oh, I got a show to do, you know? I understand. It can drive you crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So did you ever find that that missing envelope?
Did they find what?
The envelope, remember? The baffling envelope?
I can barely hear you. Like, you're just really silent.
Oh, really?
There you are. Yep.
No, I was saying with the envelope. You remember you was trying to trace down the envelope you gave your mom?
Yeah, I talked to her today. And she had it on the dishwasher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was sitting there struggling to get to the post office, but it has no legs, so.
It was, yes.
I'm really enjoying this dishwasher, but I got to go. I feel a pressing, what do you call it, a pressing presence that says I have to be somewhere else. So that was interesting. Yeah, I was actually trying to get back in the chat room, and I was checking out some people here and there, and we have guests. I see that you're in there, and the people keep popping in and popping out, and we have Dog Rescuer. Interesting. Crazy for Rainer. Okay. Interesting.
Let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stupid computer.
Don't you love them? See how I take it, don't keep it turned. And Alan B. To be or not to be. I was actually checking out some things in the chat room. Someone has put a link in the chat room. Life
yeah.
In the Shaggy Shack.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. It's dogs. That's cool.
Shoot. Come on. Well,
yeah, it seems to work better for you if I'm not signed in. I wonder why that is.
Don't know.
Oh.
I'm trying to. Hmm. Well, it's a little freaking crazy. Got Block Talk Radio. Let's see. Jeez. Gotta find. There we go. Let's see. Sorry, I forgot an L in your name. Hi. Okay, gotcha. I got the chat right back for a minute. I'm trying to find the switchboard. Now on the switchboard. Gosh. I was trying to check out this one thing, and I don't know why it's not working. But the point is, it's not. Well, like we always do on the shows, it's kind of, you know, I think we should get something going on here, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what to do. So, so we got some things going on, and I actually got some, I actually just want to take the situation and give something away. See what to do. So I was looking at the situation and said, you know, for the, I would say the fifth caller who calls in, you will win a 60-minute past life regression reading, a value of $175. That's usually a 90-minute session. But today, 60 minutes free. So, call in now. Number here is 646-721-9031. It's kind of crazy in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Alan, the front option. How do you make your letters bigger? Boy, the conversation in the chat room is really expanding my mind. I'm telling you that. Talking to Psychic Alan. Is Alan a psychic? Alan B? So, Alan B, is there any chance you can call in? Because they say you're psychic and we want to see. Oh, did you just catch that one, did you?
No, he isn't. I think they were talking about Doug Rescue said no relationship problems here, sorry. I think they said that they're talking to the psychic instead of Alan.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I was just curious. Call in, Alan. Now they're saying talk. So if anybody in the chat room wants a card, just tell me and we'll shuffle the cards for you. That he's as psychic as a pet rock. I don't know, Alan. I think we should rethink that one. I don't know. I get the impression he's more intuitive than he... I think he's really intuitive. It's just the idea of not realizing exactly what they can call that from time to time. Well, the queue is full. I'm telling you, man. People just calling in left and right. If I sound sarcastic, let's just go with it. Well, we consider going over the whole thing and that situation and going over. We were talking about, I have actually got this book I've been writing about a lot. It's called The Abundance Book. And it talks about a lot of things that you put in there. But it's also changing one's thinking about how you can actually manifest those things. And I was thinking about actually for the person who actually donates the most money to this show this month. I just got this thing called Your Wish is Your Command. This is a 14 CD collection that actually helps you really get into more deeper with the law of attraction and how it really works and that kind of stuff. This is a 14 CD collection, and this CD collection is actually going for approximately $297. But for the person who donates the most money to this show, will win that CD collection, and I will send it to you myself personally. So, give us a call here at 74. I'm sorry. Give me a call at 7474. Let's try it again. 7406011054. We actually have a call on the line right now, so let's bring them on and see what's happening and see what they're up. Hello, area code 706. How are you today?
Good. This is Mark.
Mark, how are you?
Oh, good. Well, could be better, but I'm still alive, so I'm doing good.
That's good. Yeah, I think the same way today, too. I was about ready to shoot some people myself, but we let it go.
Yeah. No, I talked to you before. Several times.
Yeah. We're talking about. Didn't you call Tuesday?
Yeah. Some reason, I don't know. The phone just cut out, and I heard music going on. So.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
After the show, I believe.
Yeah, it's like they don't give you no warning on anything. Next thing you know, you're sitting there talking to a commercial, usually Geico.
Now, do they just throw those commercials in on you, or is that part of the deal?
Well, actually, I am in a program with Blog Talk Radio called Revenue Sharing. And every time they show commercials on my site, I also have them on my website and stuff like that. I get a percentage of that. Affiliate programs, they call them, and they got revenue sharing and that kind of stuff. So every time I join any kind of thing, I always jump on there. And I've actually, Blog Talk Radio is actually, I got one payment of $20. I'm looking forward to getting another one. So that was kind of unexpected one day. I just like looked in there going, hey, where'd that come from? And then I found out where it came from. I was like, okay, people say join those programs, and you hear people say a lot of things, and you go through the whole steps and that kind of thing, and you sit there and wait for something to happen, and sometimes it just doesn't pan out. But I guess that's what I was thinking, and this one did. So it kind of threw me off. But we're sitting here trying to go over a lot of things and say, you know, I am getting tired of the technical issues and that kind of thing. Because, you know, it seems like there's been a lot of things going back and forth. And it's like everybody I talk to, when I use Skype and that kind of stuff anywhere else, it seems to be fine. You know, but when I'm on there, but for some reason I come on here, I don't know. Is it a conspiracy?
I've noticed Skype calls, there are a lot of garbled, jumbled stuff. You can't hear half of it, so.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a
conference call. I think there was like six of us on a conference call, and the only person we had problems with was Richard. Richard seemed like he was in a submarine. It was like, boom, boom. So I just kind of said, dive, shh. Everybody started laughing. But it's what it seemed like to me. It's just a talking. It's like he was in a submarine, you know. You know, if you ever watched those movies where they talk, and then you'll hear ships as they go over, and it's just all this wacky noise. I'm like, what is he doing? But it was interesting. I know the things are getting better and that kind of stuff, but when you're sitting there looking at things like that, and you're when people have a tendency to pay big old fees for certain things and that kind of stuff, they do have a tendency to expect a little more clear signal when they're trying to actually broadcast a show, especially with the things we try to work with and, you know, doing a reading from somebody and they only hear half of everything you say, kind of defeating the purpose. So we're hoping that...
Is Skype free? That's what I thought.
Well, see, Skype is free. If you call here, if you have Skype and you call the show, it's free. If you call Skype to Skype, it's free. But what I got is, on my account, That's another thing too. I got kind of irritated with Skype too, because I'm supposed to have an unlimited calling plan where I can call anywhere in Canada and the United States, and that means I can call land phones, cell phones, and people on Skype. And I was sitting there talking to someone on the phone one night, and it was about 3 or 4 hours. I've talked to Bree on the phone for 3 or 4 hours. And all it says you can't use the phone. You can't do anything else because you've already used your minutes up for the day. And I'm like, hold up. I guess we have a different definition of what unlimited means than they do. Mine usually implies that we can actually, you know.
Well, that's probably in the fine.
They got it off. Yeah, you've got to read it. It's got a fine print where it says it's unlimited, but they have these things called I can't remember what it's called. You have so many minutes a day, so many minutes a week, so many minutes a month. But they should get on the bandwagon, because there's a lot of companies that I used to have a phone company in Colorado called CAT. That's C.A.P, which is Communication Anonymous something, technical something. Anyway, they did the same thing too. I was there talking to them. They said they have this unlimited plan where you can get a phone for like $59, unlimited everything, except for you only have so many minutes to work. But if you add another $10 to it, you have unlimited calling. You can call anywhere in the world, unlimited. And I'm like, I said, okay, guys, I went with MCI once. MCI said we had unlimited access, and I know there's a difference between unlimited access and unlimited minutes. So don't try to pull something out of my face where I'll be talking on the phone, and next thing you know, I don't have any more minutes to work with. And they go, oh, no, sir, it's unlimited. What happens is, so we do have a system, after about 1,000 minutes, it has to reset itself, which takes about 5 minutes, and then you're back on there. I said, okay, but I said, me personally, I have a tendency to be very verbal, and I told them flat out, if I find out it's not, I'll cancel my account so quick, and you'll never hear from me again. So they're like, no, sir. So sure enough, that one was unlimited. So Skype kind of threw me off when they started going these kind of plans and that kind of stuff, saying, well, there's so many minutes per day, so many minutes per week, so many, I say, well, where's the unlimited part? People don't like, I don't care who you are. I don't care if it is in the fine print. Unlimited means unlimited. Unless they're reading some other freaking dictionary. Must be one of those Russian dictionaries, Unlimited money. You'll get nothing. But
I agree. Unlimited means unlimited.
So we were having a good time. But, not everybody talks like I do on the phone. But, when you have a business, you don't want to sit there and be talking to someone on the phone doing a reading and can't finish it because a company can't specify what unlimited means, and they want to sit there and tell you it's not a minute. And they think it's, I guess you would sit there and say it's acceptable. I think that if sovereign unbalances in this world, people need to start voicing their opinions and stop thinking, well, that's just business. No, it's not. It's called ripping people off. So that's my sense of the thing.
Well,
look
that's
at
what business is, ripping people off.
Well, okay. I do a lot of business, and I don't rip people off. And I give people, people come on this show, and they're like, I've never seen anybody just sit there and take the time with everybody, and anybody comes on the line, no matter what. Okay, well, that's how I work, and that's how I've always worked. And maybe I'm doing it differently because everybody else has it, as they put it. This is business, and we can only have, we got so many callers calling in, and blah, 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 blah. Really?
Yeah. No, I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about the big phone companies and the big companies.
Gotcha.
That tell you one thing and do another.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things where you sit there and look and you say, I've done legitimate business and made great and had a great business and made a good living. So therefore, I don't understand why bigger companies, as they get bigger, have a tendency to be bigger rip-offers.
Yeah, well, see, they get to a point where they get so big they just keep getting away with everything that they just keep doing it. Because a lot of people don't understand, they don't read the fine print, and that's where they get them. which I don't know why you really need fine print. I mean, hey, you got a business, just say what you're going to do and do it.
Well, that's true, too. But I look at it like this. Now we have these other guys out there who are now employed, who are speed talkers. Now they got jobs. So because you ever heard those commercials? But PR pets, and you're like, okay, just and right now, what's so wild about the whole thing is it's legal, as long as it's said, it doesn't matter if you actually understand it, just as long as it's actually there, and it's in fine print and it's put there, then they're covered. Like you said before, I mean, why not just do legitimate business and you won't have these problems? Now there are some companies out there that are trying to cover the butts because everybody wants to sue everybody, and people sit and talk about, you know, well, shouldn't you sue somebody who's done something bad to you? I think you should trace it back to the decisions you made to put you there, put yourself in that position in the first place. Then you understand that maybe the idea of suing people is not taking responsibility for your actions of what happened. You know, we could sit here and put it in perspective and say, okay, that person there should have shoveled his sidewalk. Yeah, but you made the choice to walking up and you knew it was slippery. And who's at fault really here, you know? Sure, he didn't sweep your sidewalk, but he never sweeps your sidewalk, and you know that. And you still ventured up that sidewalk and busted your butt. Now you're in the hospital and that kind of stuff. I mean, I just went through this thing with an accident I just had where I hurt myself on a piece of equipment at the gym. And I just kind of looked at the situation and started thinking about things and saying, you know, sure, I think I had a legitimate reason for suing and all the stuff that was going on and that kind of stuff, but it just didn't seem like it was worth it to put that gym out of business because it's one person's mistake. And that's exactly what would have happened. And, you know, personally, I still like working out there. And it was one piece of equipment that should have been fixed long before it was. And I guess my accident motivated those people to actually fix it right this time. Like, it was the ideal. Going to court, doing all this craziness, and doing this and doing that.
Well, what happened that you got hurt at a gym?
This is a private gym.
What happened?
It was a hyperextension bench, where people call it like a reverse setup. You put your waist on the bench, and your upper body's hanging over it, and it's actually you work your lower back.
Yeah, I used to do that myself. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Reverse sit-up. So I was on this thing working out, and like I told everybody else too, I have to take 100% responsibility for getting on the thing, because even as I was getting on this thing and I checked it and made sure that the foot rest was working and it was secure and stuff, and it felt like it was, there was still something. I was sitting and saying my guidance, my angels. I could just feel it. There was something there that wasn't right about it, and I still got on it anyway. Because I actually, before I even got there, it was saying, stick to your routine. I got that really strong feeling of stick to your routine, and that was not part of the routine. And I decided I wanted to do something real quick anyway, which was really freaking weird because I had just, I think that was like maybe the fourth exercise I did that day. And it was, I went up to that thing and did my little thing. I get on the machine and I had my hands in front of me just to make sure it was good to go, and I went about 3 or 4 reps into the whole thing, and I felt like I said, well, it's holding me. That's the last thing I remember. What happened was the foot pedal, the thing that holds your feet, came out, and I was actually on the upswing too. I wasn't down, I was going up. The foot pedal came out. I slammed my face into the freaking bottom of the bench and into a piece of plywood and then into a concrete floor and rolled across the floor. And next thing you know, blood was going everywhere. I mean, I ripped ripped the skin underneath the eye open, broke my nose. Like I told everybody, I was sitting there. I knew what was going on. I was there, but I said it was like me sitting back looking. That's actually signs of a concussion. You're sitting there, brain's working fine, but everything, the body's not working. So you've slammed your brain on one side, so the functions are not going back and forth. So I was just sitting there going, this is freaking weird. How'd I get here, you know? So it was, next thing I know, I was at the hospital, and I got about 9 stitches. I had a broken nose, a concussion, you know, getting cleaned up, that kind of stuff. Blood everywhere. I mean, I was bleeding like a sieve. I was just like all over the place.
Yeah, I remember hearing something about the nose injury, but I didn't know the whole story behind it, how you got it. But, yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah, I broke my nose, and I was like, and they said, I asked them at the hospitals, what can you do about it? He says, nothing you can do about where it's broken. It's cracked around the bone, you know, where your nose is at. When you got the bone part, it was cracked on the right side, underneath, going toward the eye.
The actual bone or the cartilage?
No, the bone. The bone right there in your skull broke right across there.
Oh.
And then my cheek on my right side, I can still feel like it's healing too. Like, it was a slam and a half there, buddy. Because like I said before, I weigh probably at least 220. And I work out all the time. So most of my mass is in my chest, my shoulders, and my back. You know, so when I slammed, I had all that weight going with me, too. So it was like, you know, it was an experience. So I went to talk to guys about the gym and see the way the gym is set up. We all pay dues into this gym. We have a pass. It's a private gym. So basically, if I sue the gym, then I'm basically suing myself because we all basically own it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, and then Barry told me, he said, you can sue if you want to and go that route, but... You know, the money is just now going in to sustain it. And we're, you know, it's one of those things where it's getting better. But at the moment, if you sue us, the only money they can give you is the money that's going into the gym. So basically, I put the gym out of business. And I just didn't, and that gym has been there since I used to work. I've been working out at this gym off and on since probably 82. And so there's a lot of history with it and that kind of stuff. So I just didn't. I really didn't feel like it was one of those things to do. I mean, I could look at these Dacha bills and look at those things, but, you know.
Well,
I mean, freaked out, man.
Did they take care of all the doctor bills and all that?
They can't take care of anything because they have no insurance. Basically, when you go in the gym, they sign an affidavit. I know these affidavits only cover the ideal of actually anything that's negligent, it doesn't really cover. And, it, you know, people try to convince you of that. And a lot of people believe them. And they come walking up the other way. But if there's a piece of equipment in the gym and the owners know for a fact that there's something wrong with it and they still let someone get on it, they're still held liable. And it's one of those things. It's one of those catchy little things. You go back and forth and drive you freaking nuts. And people are going, why the heck are you even talking about the whole thing in the first place? But... I think it's one of those things that would never have happened if I would listen to my guidance, okay, guys? So there you go. That's what we're talking about, because it's the ideal. Listen to your guidance, keep yourself from going into situations and getting yourself in trouble. That's well worth any kind of experience. And I saw this experience as more of a slamming into the cement floor, but it also kind of pointed things out in my life I was also slamming into, too, as well. So.
Yeah, well, now that I hear that story, I don't feel as bad for not listening to my guidance before. this happened before, but, you know, you just, I don't know, blow it off, whatever, don't pay attention.
Right.
But I know it's there.
Well, that's one of those things, too, you got to look at, too, very clearly about... If someone asks me about the situation, I said, why didn't you listen to yourself? So next time I will. It might sound like a simple answer, but it's the truth, because the situation goes like this. You know, to get to a point where you can actually teach other people in the first place is you have to experience it more, I think. It really puts the concrete behind, the experience puts concrete behind the information. So I can sit and say, well, you should listen to your guidance, and this is why. Because my face hurt, you know, and I don't want that to happen again. But somebody asked me today, so how do you get that confidence? How do you get that strength? Well, you just sit there and look at the situation and really look at your life and ask yourself, you know, when you got scared or fearful of things and what happened when you didn't face it and you walked away from it. Pretty much you didn't have a lot of confidence. You thought you were going to do it again. But the process of walking through these things and get into the issues and that kind of stuff, you get the strength and the confidence, because you start realizing by going through these things that if they do happen again, I've got the experience of going through it again. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And when we start realizing things are not as bad as we are, we have the confidence because we don't care. We, you know, we're confronted with things that from that point on, we see and we want to walk through them, at least confront them and face them and see what's going to go. But, and the strength is, I've always said, you get strength from just plowing through everything and anything.
Yeah, well, what I've been going through the past few years, I don't want to go through it again, so if you could tell me how not to do this again, I'd truly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. How can you put this? All I know is when I was in Colorado, and I was dealing with a situation with a woman who kept getting me in trouble all the time because I wasn't listening to myself. And that life review really helped me out because I looked at those experiences with that woman and I actually realized that I was actually being given guidance before these things even happened. Situations were going to pay themselves out, but sometimes we have a tendency to look for easy way outs when we should just sit there and be patient and things will always work out anyway. So to keep from, I always sit there and say, to keep going through things over and over again, is the idea of stopping yourself at that moment on the second, third time around and say, okay, why do I keep doing this insanity thing? Because I'm still expecting a different outcome and still doing it the same way. Well, I know for a fact, on the first round, it didn't happen that way. And pretty much everything happens for a reason. And if you could have done it differently, you would have. And you didn't. But see, now you're thinking about that, so why don't you take that experience of what you could have done and change the format? Because I have seen so many people who said, well, I could have done it this way. But when they're confronted with the same situation again, for some reason, the habit or the addiction to go through it again and do the exact same thing, I don't know if it's a curiosity, it says, was it really what I did the first time that caused that to see it again, that they'll do it again? But I always sit there and tell people, I said, well, you know, like I said, stop. And you said that you knew how to do it next. The next time you're going to do it differently. Why are you not doing it differently? And this time, do that. It's just, I mean, all I can sit there and say to people a lot of times in these situations is just to sit down and sit there and teach yourself that the very first thing that comes through is guidance. It's always the second thing. And we say this all the time with all of our little quotes. You know, I'm tired of second-guessing myself. Then why do you keep second-guessing yourself? You look at the words, second-guess. Stop doing it. And I've done that before many times, and it's just one of those things you got to, when I sit here and say teach yourself, it's the idea that when you go through these things, we have a tendency that the ego does have a tendency to really want to really run the whole show. And it's just a part of it. You got to balance it out. And when I was in Tennessee, I had to do the same thing. I sit there one day and I said, you know something? I've noticed that every time the first thing that comes through, every time I follow that, everything turns out good or I divert or miss things. And I said, also, I've noticed that in the course of like missing an accident, not going and talking to a certain person, save myself, all this stuff going on, when I realized I heard those things, those were the first things that came through. It was just the idea of teaching myself the next time something comes through, which is the very first thing that comes through, don't question it. Just go that way. And you will definitely see a definite difference in your life. I mean, I have so many times. It's so freaky to sit there and do that. But there have been times, like I said before, that happened in Tennessee. That was like the first part of, that was like 2004. When happened? When the hell was that? It had to be before I went to Colorado. So it was like I would say probably about 2001, 2002. Because, I mean, I went, you know, and I situations I got myself into was not to stress out either. To sit there and go, okay, there has to be a solution and open up to the possibilities. Because there was a couple, like when Tennessee, I was things were going good, listened to the whole thing going on. Then I had a landlord who just kind of got greedy because he was trying to find somebody who had a tax check coming in all the time. He felt like if he'd get them in there, then he'd always get his rent every month because it was actually an allowment or something. Then he would always get his rent money. And so, therefore, he actually rented the place out before he even told me to move, which is actually illegal, but in Tennessee, you don't want to screw with people when you live 20 minutes out of town because you might actually find it yourself buried in a freaking, you know, unmarked grave.
Yeah, it's a good old boy local system. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I think it was Newport, Tennessee you told me about checking out. I did check out there for work and really didn't find anything for me around there at that time anyhow.
That's a good place. I'm just saying, you know, it was Tennessee that came to me the closest and stuff. And right now I actually have one of my other clients who also wants to move to Tennessee, and she actually found some things, but sometimes maybe the exact spot in the city might be the one thing, but it just feel like the situation seems a little bit better, and it seems like it will pan out. But, yeah. That's all
so
I can say with the situation.
She moving there? She found a job?
Be honest with you, I haven't talked to her lately. But the last time I talked to her, she said that she was definitely checking that area, and she had found some things that might pan out. Now she's in a different profession too. I'll have to talk to her about that too, because I'm kind of curious too, because I felt like that was a done deal too.
Yeah, well, see, I'm still looking for work somewhere. Like I thought before, him, I anticipate that I got to move somewhere and Tennessee, and I was looking in Tennessee, North Carolina, anyhow. But I don't know. I'm kind of thinking I'm in a situation where I can do some traveling. I don't know if that's a good idea, or, you know, travel and look for work, or find work and then travel.
Look for it, and you know something, I get the impression that's not a really, that's not a bad idea. I used to get a kick out of watching back in the 70s, what was it, The Incredible Hulk and David Banner, always hitchhiking everywhere. Always seemed to find those good jobs too. Wasn't, you know, every once in a while you get a job working at a bar or a carry out or something like that, but there was a couple of times he actually fell into some really nice jobs. So I'm just saying, that was the first thing that came to me when you started talking about that. I saw this guy going around working for the zoo, working in hospitals and that kind of stuff, and really couldn't tell anybody who he was, but always seemed to talk himself into those situations. So the idea of traveling, for some reason, it sounds like a good idea.
You say it does or does not?
It does.
Well, I mean, basically, I told you before, I went through foreclosure. I'll basically be homeless in a few days. And, I mean, I could stay with people around here, but there's nothing for me to do around here. So I'm just thinking I got to either find a job, travel to that, or travel and find a job. And I was even looking at campers and stuff like that. And I haven't had much luck getting a job. You know, applying, you know, most everything is, you know, you got to apply online. I've sent resumes to companies and this and that, and they send them back, say you have to apply online.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's kind of my dilemma here.
I'm just saying, what I saw was the traveling thing seemed like it. I'm just saying, it came to me as a good idea.
Well, lot of traveling years ago. But then,
But you said Tennessee,
you
or
get
North
a job, you get a house, and you know you can't do that no more. So, not like I used to anyhow.
Right.
So,
I'm just saying,
think Tennessee is still a good shot, or somewhere else maybe. I don't know. I'm at wit's end now. I just can't get nowhere.
Well, I keep, Tennessee keeps coming up. It's still a good thing.
Well, it's close by, actually. You're from Ohio, right?
Right.
I'm originally from Ohio myself.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Youngstown.
That's east of Columbus.
Pardon?
Right? I said that's east of Columbus, isn't it?
No. Youngstown is northeast corner of the state, kind of. It's in between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of up there in the corner.
I
know you. I heard you say before you're not crazy about Ohio. I just got tired of the winters. That's why I moved south.
Well, see, that's what I was telling people when I was in Colorado. I said, yeah, okay, it gets cold and stuff, but I swear we go from winter to summer just like that. I'm sitting here in Ohio. I'm sitting there going, gosh, it's like really chilly in July. That is me. But, No, I'm just saying, with the situation being here and that kind of stuff and things going on and that kind of thing, it just drives me crazy. So it's just, I know when I was living in Colorado, I just felt like that was more home to me than anything else. So it's kind of hard to sneeze and the whole thing. I know people ask me all the time, what'd you leave for? But in the pursuit of happiness or love, I would just say love and a relationship. I thought that for some reason it was a good reason to leave, but I had all intentions of always going back. I was actually trying to do it where it would be, I'd be in Colorado about 6 months of the year, and I'd be in Florida 6 months of the year, going back and forth, working at both places.
Living the dream, huh? Is Bree still on?
Yeah, Bree's still with us.
Hey, Bree. What's your take on my situation here? I just kind of stick here and wait for something better, or just go out and find it?
I really think you should go out and find it.
Well, do you got any ideas where would be the best place for me to find it?
I sorry.
You're fine. Just wing it out there.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said.
She says she's not picking up where to go. She just feels like you should go out and find it, but she's not really sure which way you should go.
Oh,
she's not
okay.
She's not picking it up. But I got Tennessee and Nevada. And you said North Carolina too, didn't you?
I did, yes.
North Carolina seems like an easy one, too, as well.
Well, see, I already live in Georgia, so I'm familiar with Carolina and you know, Tennessee, both of those. I don't know about going cross-country. I've traveled out there and everything. It was nice and everything, but I don't know. I just... really don't want to move that far. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I wherever it takes me, I guess. But
I'm just saying, if you feel comfortable with the whole thing, check out North Carolina first.
Well, that's where I've been applying most jobs, North Carolina, Tennessee, and I ain't getting nothing, but at least not yet. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of think all this online application stuff, I've applied for jobs, and I'm well qualified for them. And they're still advertised, and I never heard a word about them. So I kind of think they're just advertising for themselves.
So do I.
I don't know. That's just my feeling about it.
Well, like you said before, I keep getting this really big notion that you should go to these places and go that route. So I've done the same thing, too. The only thing that's really ever panned out for me is when I was trying to get an apartment out in Colorado. I contacted them, went through the whole thing, But when it comes to jobs or locations and that kind of stuff, I haven't done it in a while. But it didn't seem to pan out then either. I always felt like if I walked into a freaking place and talked to somebody, they could see me, I could see them. It seemed like things always worked out better. And I always got instant results, too, because I'm the person that walks in and goes, here's the application, can I talk to the manager? That's one of those things that I was pretty verbal, some of those things, too, where I look to the guy, and he does an interview with me, and then he tells me they have no positions open. I said, well, thank you for wasting my time. He goes, what do you mean? I said, the 20 minutes I was sitting here trying to get a job that didn't exist, I could have been somewhere else that did have positions open.
Well,
I understand.
Exactly.
You want to do your job, you want to prove to the company you still deserve this job, and do some real work, would you?
That's what I'm saying. I applied online to one of the big chain pizza places. Did all that. And then I went down to the store. And it says, I applied online for this job and, just kind of curious about, what all you're looking for. And they says, well, we're not looking for that. We're looking for pizza delivery drivers. Now, the way I look at it, there's two scenarios. Either the company's looking to replace somebody there or they're really not looking for somebody. So, I don't know. Like you say, it's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did hear nothing back from them about either one of the jobs. So,
yeah, if they are looking for replace somebody, it's still a touchy situation.
Pardon?
That can still be a touchy situation. If they're looking to replace somebody.
Well, exactly. That's what I was thinking. They're looking to replace somebody, but the people at the store don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I could have been bringing open up some doors there for people to start thinking. So that can drive you crazy.
I think I yacked long enough. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Like I said before, I just feel like the traveling thing seemed like it would work a whole lot better for you, and I think you would actually get something a whole lot quicker.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm at the point where I can, because my situation, I just need a break. So that's kind of what I was thinking, either just, go camping in the woods for a month or,
mm-hmm.
just travel, go look, talk to people, see, like you say, face-to-face is a lot better than a piece of paper. Okay, thanks for your time.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you talking to who?
Donnie?
I don't hear him.
I think we lost.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you, Bree.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, he's back. Okay.
It's driving me freaking crazy, isn't it, guys?
Now, let's see. Bree, you live where? Montana? Is that, or Wyoming or something like that?
Montana.
Montana. How long you been there?
24 years. My whole life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My life. My life.
How's the economy in Montana?
Oh, it's strange lately.
Strange?
Yeah, what does strange mean?
Yeah, that's one of the crazy things, you know, you look at it.
Well, are there jobs there? I mean, is there anything going on, or people just basically getting by?
Basically getting by, yeah, it's just, it's horrible.
Okay, well, I guess that puts a big X on Montana for me.
Well, I was sitting there talking to some people in Colorado, and right now, actually, in the whole country, the only place that's really got jobs and openings and really got some growth going on is Colorado.
Well, what are they building there? What are they doing there?
I think they're actually building more houses. They got a lot of people moving there, too. So they're kind of like stimulating the growth there with a lot of moving people going out that way.
Well, from what I understand, the government is moving their capital out there. That you hear that part?
Oh, I never knew that.
Denver, you know, around that area.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's why all the good economy is going on, or are they doing something else out there?
Well, where I used to live at, we also have NATO. The one place out there where if we ever have any kind of thing happens, the president goes to. There's a lot of government stuff going on out there. A lot of government stuff going on out there.
Well, that's what I say. You know, I've read years ago they're basically planning on moving all operations out there. I mean, all of them, FBI, CIA, all the alphabets, and basically setting up new camp out there.
Yep. It's one of those things where, you know, yeah, you're right, everything's going on out there.
Now, why are they moving out there? Any idea?
Shut up, you dumb dog. Damn. I just opened the door. There's nobody here. Go lay down. That's where this dog went cracking. Go!
Well, there may be something there, Donnie, that the dog can see, but you can't.
No, actually, when it comes to that whole thing, I usually pick up before she does.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I came out of the bathroom and she's barking. Whoa! I was like, okay, I've been here the whole time. she's like, look at me going, where'd you come from? I just went to the bathroom and came back out. It's a young dog, a little chihuahua. My mom's not ready to get rid of her because she said the dog's just too temperamental. When she tells her not to do something, the dog does it anyway. And I told her that, from what I understand, chihuahuas are like that.
Yeah, they do what they want to do.
Yeah, they do it their way and that kind of thing. And this dog, for some reason, just loves me because every time she'll sleep with my mom, and as soon as they get up in the mornings, that dog runs upstairs to my apartment and jumps in my freaking bed. sleeps with me, and she tucks herself underneath my legs.
Well, she's just, you know, trying to spread her love between you and Mom, you know.
I guess. Well, well, Mom.
Okay, well, let me get going. I'll continue listening. I appreciate your time. And
I'm just saying, North Carolina.
I don't know. What kind of traveling do you think I'll be doing or should do? I don't have no idea. I just got the feeling I got to go do something. I just can't sit here.
The way it came to me was I see you going to North Carolina, do a little traveling, but for some reason I see you wanting, I think you will wind up out in the Midwest. That's what I saw.
Midwest somewhere, huh?
Yeah, it's like west, west, west. I'm like, okay, that's what I keep getting all the time. I'm like, freaking weird.
Well, actually, I really haven't looked for anything out west. But what do you consider Midwest? Can you pinpoint a state kind of thing?
A little bit. Well, I feel like it's going to be a whole lot further than... I got Nevada first. Sunny beaches in Kansas. Yeah.
Nevada, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, the only thing I really know about Nevada is Las Vegas. I've been there many times. I don't know what else. What other cities they're doing anything out there? You got any idea?
Running the craps table.
I can't see myself running a crap table.
Okay. How about the blackjack table?
I'm just saying I can't see myself doing it, but I've never done it, so I don't know. Maybe...
I'm just saying. I know I had a friend of mine who was out that way, and there was just something about the whole thing. And next thing you know, Jet the Millionaire. What is today? I'm just saying.
Well, another thing I understand about Las Vegas is kind of they're hurting also due to the economy. I understand people are moving out of there. Does that sound right?
Well, I got some friends who are actually there. One lady that I know. Well, actually, just moved out there.
Is she working in a casino?
Well, she's actually a psychic.
Oh, okay.
Sounds a little different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying, with the situation, it's one of the things to keep your mind open. Keep striving, what do you think, you know? Let's move that crap one more time. So, you know, just in there opening up to the possibility.
Well, okay. We'll try and say goodbye again here.
Well, I mean, like I said before, I saw... being out there, but I really don't see what unfolds in that kind of situation. It's just the idea of seeing it, you know?
Yeah, well, okay, I'll keep it in mind and include that area Midwest and my job search, and you never know. Might come across something out there. Don't know yet. Really haven't looked out that way. I've just been concentrating on, you know, what I told you.
Yeah, that could be the whole thing, too, just moving your direction to a different place for the possibilities of what could happen.
Yep. Okay, thanks again.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you again.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. It's freaking. I got a call from my mom who said that my brother was down here waiting, and I don't see no cars down here at all.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm down here, but there's nobody here. And I'll probably hear about it again. Why didn't you let your brother in? Because he wasn't here. I'm going to sit down here and go, hello. No, it's just one of those things. Everybody just thinks I'm just sitting around doing nothing all freaking day. And I'm actually trying to figure out how to accomplish all the things I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Not looking like I'm being mean because I can't do certain things for them. And, you know, I don't see the problem until I ask those goofballs for anything. They're all busy. I always say, okay, no problem. But they have a tendency to go and get angry when I sit here and say no to them. So I don't know which way to go in that whole thing. Crazy.
Mhm.
Yeah. I don't know. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. It drives me crazy. Trying to figure out things in this way. I mean, I'm serious. You know, when it comes to situations and, like, I don't know. You know, it's like, I've done this before, too, where I just kind of, like, hit the road and just wherever I went and wherever I wound up at, just kind of, like, you know, free spirit. Seemed to be pretty panned out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to do with this kind of situation. I mean, I'm kind of baffled with things the way they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in the same situation of asking for things, you know?
Right.
I do not know. Sometimes when situations happen, I mean, again, I've seen things before where I thought, okay, it's supposed to happen now. And everything fell into place. It wasn't until later I looked back and saw everything really happened the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's actually someone on the line. Let's see who's called in.
Okay.
What do you say, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, 702. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Donnie. Hello, Bree.
Hi.
I called to hear Bree's giggle. And
yeah.
Your humor. And your humor, Donnie.
Okay. So we're sitting looking at the situation going, Bree, you can only listen to Bree giggle for only $5.
Well, it's worth it, believe me.
Yeah, I know. We were talking to Amy last night on the phone, and she couldn't stop laughing. Really? Every time she'd, every time she'd hear Bree giggle, she would start laughing.
Almost to the point that she was crying.
That's great.
Yeah, freaky, right?
Yeah, that is. So I couldn't believe my ears. I thought I heard you say you couldn't, you were kind of like stuck at something. You didn't know why it happened or what to do. What was the deal? What were you talking about?
Oh, lots of things.
Oh, it was the last thing you were saying.
Oh, it's a situation playing out right now. It's like all the technical problems and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just like, man.
Well, maybe it's not your time. It's not the time yet. It hasn't come to your time to be revealed to you, right? Could that be it?
It could be. I was thinking about all kinds of different scenarios. I was to the point of saying, I should just cancel the show tonight. But I was just frustrated with the whole thing. Because, I mean, it took me probably, I'd say close to 20 minutes to even get logged on the first time.
To get what?
To get logged on to even do the show.
Oh, really?
Heck yeah. I was like, man, 20 minutes.
It was horrible.
Well, seriously, that is that retro thing that we're going through, because a lot of people are doing that, having that same problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, your lesson. It's a lot of people's lesson.
And then we saw at the beginning of the show where I wanted to pay on the show, and also wanted to pay some things, and ended up losing both my credit cards, and I'm waiting for both of them to be replaced, and they should have been here 2 days ago, and they haven't been showing up either. Which is not, you know, it's one of those things, okay, fine. But
Did you call the credit card company?
I've talked to everybody.
Oh.
To be here. And, I always picture the mailman refusing to deliver my mail.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's
I'm just
good.
Saying, I look at the guy, and every time I've seen these guys work in this town, I swear. I feel like they're trying to get by doing as little as possible. We actually had a mailman while I was living in Maryland. I started this business and how it worked was you were supposed to, someone sent you a letter, and what I was supposed to do is
The chain?
Yeah, I was supposed to send out 5 letters with dollar bills in them. And then what I did was you send the letter out to, you know, masses of people, but you only send 5 out with dollar bills in it.
Right.
Right. So I sent all these things out there. And then we found out that our mailman got indicted. What did he get indicted for? He would go in the morning to get his mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he would find the first dumpster and throw the mail in the dumpster and go home, get paid for the whole day.
Wow.
I was just like, I guess the guy didn't realize that what he was doing was a federal offense, messing with the mail. And he got some federal time for, what are you in for? Throwing the mail away, you know.
Wow. Wow.
I never really knew if that thing worked or not, because all the mail got pretty much thrown in the trash. I could just, all I kind of picturing was this homeless people finding all these envelopes with money in them.
Yeah, really.
Look, there's a dollar in this one. There's a dollar in this one. Oh, look at this. Next you know, they got $100,000 and they're investing in a condo, and they're not homeless anymore.
Really?
So here I am, still stuck with my ex-wife. So you know.
Well, there's worse things to be stuck on, right?
I'm thinking.
Right?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm still thinking on that one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I swear, it's not one that seems to be a mean or nothing, but some people are just that bad, and they really are. I've had so many people sit and go, "You're really talking bad about your ex-wife. She can't be that bad." And they all say that until they meet her. And they're like, whoa, they shake their head walking away. Going, man.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody like that. I mean, I've never met a woman who just doesn't appreciate anything.
So why are you still stuck on her, though, if she's that way, since you know her true being?
No, I'm stuck on her. I can definitely tell you that one. No, I'm just saying the situation with the story I was talking about. It was just one of those little comments thrown out there. Because that's what it was at the time. It was just at the time, it was just like, So it's one of those things we go through. We learn a lesson that we don't go around trying to save the world. And certain people are in situations because of their own thinking and their own what they've done.
Right.
So I put myself into a situation of feeling sorry for somebody, trying to get them out of a situation. Didn't work out. So it was definitely a worth learning experience. Don't do it anymore. Have I done it since? Yeah, I have. But, you know, it's one of those things you go back to smack yourself and bring yourself out of it. Because my ex-fiance was funny. I actually got myself calling my ex-fiance by my ex-wife's name. And she was mad at me. And she's like, that's mean. I'm like, hold on for a minute. I said, everything happens for a reason. Why am I calling you my ex-wife? Are there some similarities here? And she's like, oh, no, there's no similarities here at all. Now I'm really starting to think, since you're trying to convince me otherwise. So I ended up walking away from that situation, too. But actually, did you hear about the promotion thing we're doing? Right now, I got this thing. It's by this guy named Kevin Trudeau. It's called Your Wish is Your Command. It's a 14-CD collection on how you do that. It's a deeper thing into the law of attractions.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth about $297 for this 14-CD set. And what we're doing is for the person who donates the most money to this show this month, heck, even this day, I will give them that 14-CD set for free.
Cool.
So I was like, there you go. I think that's a nice little deal because I'm still trying to figure this thing out with HemiSync CDs. I got into the certificates, but I'm not sure how it works. The format's a little bit different.
What do you mean? You don't know how to transfer the certificates, or what are you talking about?
Well, they had a section around on how to get the certificates, but it seemed like that it's more detailed to. I got to talk to someone in person. Because it was more than all
just call them. Yeah.
So I just want to. What if I just wanted to send a certificate to one person? I said the way your thing's set up, it's like sending certificates out to a masses of people.
Oh yeah.
Got to figure how it worked.
Yeah, I definitely call them.
Bad. Weird.
You know, something interesting, a lot of your callers come in or call in and, you know, they're really down and out because they lost their job or their home or whatever because, you know, the situation, and they look at it like, you know, why am I being punished versus this is your life lesson. Yes, it's hard right now. Maybe you're having trouble breathing and getting through life, but actually it's a blessing, right?
Exactly.
It's like a major change that you don't have a choice anymore. You've been procrastinating all these months, years, weeks, days, whatever you've been putting off. Now it's flat in your face and you have no choice. It's a must. You have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've come upon, and it's just like, wow. It's like an awakening.
That's right. I mean, I had a lady today, I was talking to her on the phone, and she's like, wants to be with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And she said she felt like something's going to be good here, and this is going to be good. And And I told her, I said, sometimes you got to sit back and think about what's really good for you. I said, through this whole conversation, all you keep thinking about what's good for him.
Yeah.
I am good for him. What's good for you? And she goes, well, I want to be with this guy. I love this guy. And I said, but how does he feel about you? And she goes, well, I think he likes me. I said, do you think he respects you? And she goes, I think he respects you. I said, until you can actually say yes or no to that question, I would think about it and focus on that as more than anything else in the freaking world. And she was just like, I'm sorry if you're frustrated because we're not telling you exactly what you want to hear, but you are hearing
mm-hmm.
exactly what's going through, and that's the point of actually looking at yourself and saying the same thing.
And isn't that the same person that refuses to listen to themselves? That's why they're calling and asking someone else to verify a different answer, because they won't listen to their true being self answer.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things to direct them back to them and say, hey, you know, what do you think? Well, I'm asking you the question. I said, well, maybe so, but I don't live your life. You do.
Right.
What do you think?
But don't you also see that or think that when you say that, they think you're being evasive and don't want to answer their question? That's how they see the answer that you're giving?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why I look at them too, and I said, I'm not being invasive. You are. You're trying to switch the responsibility on me. So if I'm wrong, you can blame me later on when you know what you're looking for is more or less of almost, in fact, she was saying, I love this guy. And I just feel like sometimes, you know, great. But you love him. But what's the real question here is, what do you want to do? You're like saying, well, I love him, and I'm hoping that by saying to them that they love him back, that's an answer, and that's a direction to go into.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those things, look at the situation and go, what do you really pick? What are you picking up on this thing right now? What do you feel right at this moment with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not picking anything up, either he's blocking you, or you don't have what you think you do.
Right.
And
if you have to ask, there's a question, there's the answer right there. If you have to ask about it that deeply, then something's missing, right?
Yeah, it's you. Because you're not paying attention to the situation. I've always told people before, the more you know who you are, the more you recognize who you're supposed to be with. And when they come into your life, you will know. There's no questions.
You don't have
about
to ask questions. It's just an automatic.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually got callers.
It's more like when you know the person, that's right. It's not if, it's when will it happen. Not if it'll happen, but when. What's the date?
Resistance is yours. So put it down.
Hey, Johnny. Can I sneak out for a few minutes?
No.
Okay.
I'm not Donnie, though, so that didn't count. Donnie, give her permission.
I'm sorry.
Give her permission to leave.
I'll be back, I promise. It will just be a few minutes.
You got to do what?
I gotta sneak out for a few minutes, and I'll call back in.
Alrighty, no problems.
Okay, I'll be back. Got like 5 minutes or so.
Alrighty. No problem then.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, we have a call. We have We have some callers with us today.
Oh, cool.
So let's see who 407 is. Area code 407, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing great.
Well, you know what? I really can't say that, or I wouldn't be calling you.
Okay, well, there's an honest person. Being honest with themselves.
sorry I missed that. Hello?
No, I'm here. So go ahead and ask your questions. And.
Well, I was calling to see if I can get a reading. Are you doing angel reading?
Yeah. What direction would you like to go into?
I'm sorry?
What direction would you like to go? I mean, what's the one thing you're focusing on right now? It makes it a whole lot easier to go that direction.
Okay, this is what I'm focusing on. I have an addiction, and I can't get rid of it. And I'm figuring the reason I can't get rid of it is because I'm not finding the reason why I am. I mean, I thought maybe at first it was because my father had an addiction and I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand why he did the things he did.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have one and I understand it. I understand the challenge of it and how it completely can take over your life. But I still cannot get rid of it as hard as I try.
Okay. So where are you?
I'm in Florida. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Ohio. I was just wondering because I was like, whoa, some dogs barking in the background. Someone's dog's
that's
barking.
You, that's not me.
That's me. Oh. That's me.
Okay, no problem. So you're looking for the reason why you have this addiction?
I'm looking for the reason why I can't beat it. Why can't I not beat this? And it's beating me. And I thought once I'd find the reason why I'm having it or the lesson behind it, it would be easier. But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in a point in my life where I could do really anything that I want to do. I really don't have that much responsibility right now. I was full of responsibility about 5 years ago. I was a caretaker for my mother who had Alzheimer's. And she's passed now about 2 years. And this is just, I don't have any will or strength or energy to do anything. I sit here on my sister's couch and just rehash why I'm addicted and why I can't beat this, why I'm not strong enough, why am I not the person that I think I should be.
When you ask the question, person that you should be, who's determining that?
Who's what?
When you said that you to be the person, how come you can't be the person you should, the person that you want to be? I'm saying, who's determining that?
Me.
Okay. What are you basing? I'm just saying, what are you basing yourself on? What you should be? Because the one thing most people have a problem with is realizing today is the person you're supposed to be. So when you start trying to strive for something else besides what you really are in the first place. That's where you usually have a hit a brick wall because you're sitting there going, I'm supposed to be something else. Okay, who's determining that something else? Is that you or society or the things that and that kind of thing in your life? Because I mean,
that society and me, my family.
Well, it's one of those situations of focusing on exactly just that. Can you love yourself right now unconditionally without any kind of
education? No, because of what I've put my children through, what I put my family through. I cannot forgive myself for some of the things that I've done.
Well, the one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to forgive yourself before you can go anywhere and do anything. That's the one holding you right where you're at because... Like, look at the situation of holding on to that guilt. What's the point? I mean, really, what are you hanging on to them for? And it's not just the idea of criticizing you. It's just the idea of looking at a beginning and saying, okay, why are you hanging? Why would you want to do that? Everybody else seems to have forgiven you, except for you have not forgiven yourself. And even if there are people out there who haven't forgiven you, it doesn't matter. You know, you're not here to basically to you're here for your own reason. You're here because you want to be here. So I'm just saying you're not responsible for nobody else but yourself, and you're making yourself responsible for everybody.
Yeah.
When I look at the situation, your father, I feel like there was the same thing of responsibility. I got to do this, I got to do that, and it was just all this stuff pouring down on top of him. I'm just saying, that's the one thing I see, because my cards are saying spiritual growth and divine timing. That means the ideal letting go in favor of, because by holding on to this guilt and all this stuff that goes along with it, everybody else and what their expectations are and that kind of stuff, it's kind of hard to see who you are.
Yeah, and I was raised by guilt. I was raised with guilt. You know, if I didn't do something the way that she thought I should do it, or it was, you know, not, it was guilt that would, she would try to guilt me into changing my mind or feeling bad. I mean, I was raised around that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I find myself doing it to my children sometimes too. So guilt has been a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, I think that I just want it to be over, and I try to go to rehab, and I try to stop on my own, and I can't do it because of the way that I feel when I don't, when, you know, I go through the whole guilt thing, and I feel bad. I don't feel who I am. I don't feel spiritual. I don't. I've been on it for so long that it's almost to the point to where if I feel normal
mm-hmm.
with it. And it's not a hard narcotic or anything like that. But it is addictive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying basically it's not a street drug.
Right.
But, you know, I had medical problems and went through a couple years of surgery, and, you know, that's how I led into it. And I thought, you know, there's got to be a lesson in this, and I can't figure out what the lesson is.
The lesson is called letting go. You know, I'm not a person who recommends AA for anybody anymore.
I think of that too, because I listen to Abraham, and I don't know if you're familiar with Abraham.
Barry Hicks.
Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about, you know, the beating.
Jerry and.
Esther Hicks.
Esther. Yeah, I got this book, a bunch of the books, so yeah.
Yeah, and they talk about this beating drum about where you go into a room and you talk about it, you talk about it, you talk about it, and, you know, you're just beating it and you're not changing anything. And you go somewhere and you talk about all the bad things you did and stuff like that, and you're not, it's just repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like a contract to it. AA, unless I'm looking at it wrong.
Okay,
which is like on.
No. I'm just saying, from what I can see, it's like one thing that would help this whole thing out was the ideal. Not the idea of trying to be spiritual, it's the ideal you are. To realize that in itself. You can't heal yourself, but it's also the idea of working with your angels and your guides and pointing out the right direction and feeling that presence around you too as well. Makes it easier to let go.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I keep getting traced back to the same thing over and over again, which is let go.
Let go.
Yep, let go. You know, sometimes I understand it's a progression too as well. We let go of things, you know, this, that, and the other. But it's one of those things of you just keep saying time to divine timing happens when you're ready to let go and let go, let down the resistance, surrender and release, and also to realize everything is happening as it needs to right now. Everything's happening just exactly what it's supposed to, and there's nothing. So the idea, I was going to say before, when you sit there focusing on saying, you know,
right,
why am I not that person I think I should be? It's because right now, it's just the realization that you're not. You are who you are. You're right where you're supposed to be right this minute. So therefore, those expectations that you keep putting yourself on, these time things and that kind of stuff, are just adding stress to the whole thing. And when you start letting go of those and realizing that you don't have to do nothing, everything's a choice, then that takes off a world of stress and pressure. Well, like I was told once before, to just say the one word, one little phrase, I am enough. You start feeling a whole lot more. You just start, at the moment you start doing it every day, just, I'm enough. I'm enough, because people come up to you all the time and say, well, you know, what you should do. I mean, I had this the other day when someone came up to me and said, you know something, maybe you should buy a car. Then maybe your wife, maybe your daughter would be proud of you. I'm sort of going, are you serious? Materialistic things are going to get what I know. There has to be an easier way, which is the ideal realization. Exactly, you're saying, okay, I care about my kids. I care about everybody. I care about myself. So therefore, why do we have to prove anything to anybody? That's the whole thing. Don't. You are who you are. And if people, when people sit there and say, I don't think you are doing enough, that's their expectations, not yours. And if you sit there and don't come to the same conclusion, I wouldn't be surprised. That's what I get here. I'm just saying, letting go and just letting things fall into place just like they're supposed to. And I just keep getting that over and over again, because I feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself because you feel like you should be somewhere.
Yes.
Once you let go of that whole thing, then you will be somewhere. Now, you know, I'm not really sitting there saying, hey, A's not a good place. It just wasn't a good place for me. I thought the ideal of AA, like anything else I've ever seen in this world, was a good ideal that's kind of gotten out of control. That people think that it's a way of bashing other people or insulting them or smacking them down to the freaking ground and saying, you need to learn how to pick yourself up. Well, that's my responsibility, not theirs. And the idea of the whole thing, I've even seen support groups. Support groups are probably there to support decisions. And I've actually seen support groups making decisions for people. That's not what it is. So I would just say I have a tough time with the establishment. Things are just too structured. And when it comes to healing and getting past certain things, and, you know, the situation with you is the ideal. I feel like in some ways you took care of your mother because you felt guilty that you didn't live up to her expectations. And then your father, there's something still with that whole thing too. So it's like looking at those situations and saying, if there's any kind of guilt in any kind of shape or form with any of those situations, you need to let go of that whole thing, because all the things that you're feeling guilty about don't exist anymore. So therefore, why do you still hang on to the guilt? Which it's another thing, since those past experiences are gone too, that you should let go of those too along the way too. Okay?
Yes, very good.
May I share something?
Yes.
I have to give you credit. It took a lot for you to come on here and admit to essentially the whole universe, you know, what's going on with you. So give yourself credit for that. And the guilt thing is really strong, because I've gone through it. And I don't know if you're familiar with what, you know, like diseases stem from emotions that we hold in, and we just we don't release them. We just keep them in there, and they just build up like a volcano, and you can get anything from asthma to cancer, and it kills you.
Yeah.
And my mother died several years ago. She was an alcoholic, and I thought I forgave her for all the guilt and all that she gave upon me, but I didn't. And to this day, it's been kind of hard, but I've been doing emotional like release. And there is a great book by Dr. Bradley Nelson. It's called The Emotion Code, and there's a little exercise that goes through it, and it helps immensely.
Nelson, Emotion Code?
Dr. Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, Bradley Nelson.
Okay.
And I agree with you on the AA. I went there just, you know, even though I've never drank before, I went there just to see what the others were saying, and I would not tell anybody to go to that, because it's like, you know, okay, even after you stop drinking, you're supposed to get up and say that you're an alcoholic. You're not an alcoholic. You're a human being. So mm-hmm. what are they doing? They're mm-hmm. subconsciously training your brain to go drink some more so you can be an alcoholic, like they're admitting when you stand up
right.
and say your name, and I'm an alcoholic, I'm a druggie, I'm a whatever. What about a human being, who you truly are? And you are somebody, and God put you here to do that work. And you are in the right place, just like Donnie was telling you. You're in the right place, and give yourself credit for that. And things don't happen instantaneously like we all expect them to. It's a gradual baby steps. And when you can do baby steps, then you can run the Olympics, and you will.
Go
ahead.
I'm ready for it to be over, but I mean, as far as physically being addicting is hard too on the body, and not to mention the mind. But I know they say when you're ready, you know, no one can do it for you but you. So I'm just kind of there, but not there.
And this pain, don't look at it as pain. Look at it as strength. It's making you stronger. You're just going to be able to run faster and have more endurance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's what we talked about before. The ideal strength is the ideal of going forward, no matter what. Weakness is when we run away because we didn't do anything. We can't any strength from it. We ran away. And that's why I always sort of told everybody else the reason I sit here and say I'm as strong as I am is because I just keep going forward no matter what. Push, and I just know for a fact that even, you know, with relationships, whatever it is, I'm going to go through it, all the things I got to go through to get there. But I want to say one thing with the situation of listening to my angels and guides, it has made it easier to make those decisions. And when I go through those situations, I know that I'm protected, and someone's always got my back. So therefore, it's okay to confront those issues. And I've had people say some pretty mean things to me too, and I was able to have the strength to sit there and say, well, this is the way it is. This is what I'm going through. Like I said, I was in AA class, and I was sitting there talking about some girl I'd just broken up with and that kind of stuff, and I felt like I had figured the thing out because it was some things about the whole situation. I just kind of thought it was great that we had the ability to vent those things. And some lady sat there and just looked at me right in the face, and she's, you think you got it all down, don't you? And I had the strength to look back at her and said, yes, I do. I said, I think I've come to a point right now, it's good and that kind of stuff. And wasn't too long after that, my situation changed drastically for the better, where I actually just moved forward and got away from all that stuff because I felt like it was just was just recycling it over and over again. Why was I there? Because I think after I sat there and vented to them about the girlfriend and what was going on, I felt like I hadn't done enough until I realized, until she learned how to pick her own self up and get and do it for herself, there was nothing we could really do together. Okay? So, you got to be strong with oneself before you can actually be strong for somebody else. And that was the whole thing. And I think what it was I went down that path and was actually going through those things and was in a situation, maybe just to learn that one thing, to have confidence in myself and to realize by being strong within oneself that I'll probably more likely have strong people around me too as well. I sure wasn't strong by a lot of strong people at that time. Things changed and things changed for them too as well. So I'm just saying with your situation, I feel like the biggest, what's really weighing down you most is just to go apart.
Yeah, and I think what you said about, you know, letting go of the guilt.
Yeah, I firmly believe that. I don't think, I mean, we come here to learn our lesson, not to learn anything from anybody else.
Right.
You're not responsible for anybody else but you. I'm on here. Let me down 5 minutes, maybe.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I know you have another caller online waiting.
Yeah, but if you have any more questions you want to ask anytime, just give me a call.
Okay, I definitely will.
All righty, and thank you for calling in, and please let us know how things go with you, all right?
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye now. Well, if 631 could call back in, I'd really appreciate it. One thing I can't hack sometimes is the jumpy switchboard. I actually cut off two people at the same time. So, if area code 631 could call back in, I'd really appreciate it.
Donnie, do you think your last caller that just called in would benefit from you giving her a previous, what do you call it, previous life, what do you call that? What do you call your, I'm sorry?
A past life reading, or regression.
A regression, past life regression. Do you think she'd benefit from that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think it's one of those things. There are a lot of things, like I said before, you know, the father and the mother, and it's almost like you get, when I was sitting there doing that, I could definitely probably keep going and trace it back to relatives in a past life, too, as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing to take into consideration because, I mean, if she's still listening, it'd be great for her to call back in and maybe we could just give her that past life regression like we were going to give away anyway. I'm not really sure what caller that was, but I actually lost track. So, I know you're not supposed to do those kind of things, but, you know, I guess today I got to sit there and tone down the human side.
But you know, Donnie, wouldn't you agree with me that a lot of people that had problems with their previous relatives that are now not here and they're gone, isn't that harder to deal with than someone who's living that you can't talk to?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people can't talk to, you know, their spirits because they don't know how and they can't receive the messages and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why I think that past life regression is really, really beneficial.
Hold on for a sec.
Okay.
Check. Yeah. Okay, area code 407.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, did you just say for me to call back? Did I just hear that?
Yeah, we were actually giving away a past life session for a simple caller who called in.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I just felt like I was sort of talking to Faith about I do past life regressions, and I thought that'd be really good for you. And I was sort of thinking about it because I got kind of lost. Because at the beginning of the show, I did say to the 10th caller who called in, they would get a 60-minute past regression reading, and so I'm giving it to you.
Oh my God, that is so awesome! Wow. You know, I was going to do one of those about, I was almost say 20, 25 years ago. And the night before, I had gotten like a food poisoning. And I had called the lady and told her, there's just no way I can come. And she's like, I know. It's just not, you know, it's not your time yet. But, you know, do this and do that, and that'll get rid of your food poisoning. And... wow. And I've always wanted one. So maybe now is the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what I suggest to do, because I have another show at midnight tonight, so call me tomorrow. Today's Friday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Call me tomorrow about 11 o'clock Eastern. Where are you at?
I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Eastern time.
Are you close to St. Petersburg?
I'm in Orlando. So.
You're in Orlando. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I might hear that name, Orlando. I keep thinking about Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. Orlando. She's close. Calling that guy to come forward at Orlando. No, I used to live in St. Petersburg, and I also used to live in Daytona Beach.
No, I'm like an hour and a half from Daytona.
Yeah, I know. I actually went through Orlando. Orlando is a strange little town, little city, a big city, or whatever you want to call it. And the people there just really baffle me sometimes, I tell you.
Yeah. I wonder why I'm here, too.
give me a call tomorrow if you want. I can give you the number now.
Okay.
Number is 740.
Okay.
601-1057.
740-601-1057.
That's it.
Okay. At 11?
Yeah, at 11. I was going to say, and the first 5 minutes are free. So, yeah, give me a call at 11. We'll sit down and talk, and we'll, I'm not exactly when we'll actually, I want to set a time up that's good for both of us. I know at 11 o'clock I can definitely sit down and talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay?
Okay. Where are you?
All right.
Where are you now?
Where am I at now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Ohio.
You're in Ohio. Okay.
Yes. Trapped.
So there's an hour. I think there's an hour difference.
Oh, between us right now?
Yeah.
Well, you got about 10, you got about 15 to 11?
Yep.
Yeah, there's no difference in time, I don't think. Ohio.
Yeah, there's only daylight savings, it changes just for an hour, and then when it goes back, we're on the same time. I had a friend in Indiana, so.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. But yeah, I would say, you know, give me a call tomorrow at 11 if it's your time, whatever.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. So until tomorrow, we'll sit down and talk and get things going for you, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You have a fantastic night.
You too. I will now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now. No,
see, you lit her spirit. You lifted her spirit. That make you feel good?
That's awesome.
Yep. Yes.
There's the debris.
She's back. I saw her. She's been there for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, she, yeah. One of those things, it's okay.
She snuck in.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish area code 631 would call back in, because I actually cut them off. I didn't mean to. I was clicking on her little phone to hang up and end up taking both of them out. What an explosion, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh. Yes, I guess I would sit there and look at the situation going, yes, everything happens for a reason, and we're right where we're supposed to be at. So that's a learning lesson for everybody, I think. Consider getting more.
Yeah, but
angry.
How many people really want to hear that? Seriously? I know it's the truth, but it's kind of hard to swallow, you know?
I think everybody wants to hear it. No, the idea of actually, you know, following through and then having to deal with it at 101, I think we have a problem there. And we actually got area code 631 call back in, too. So let's bring them on. Ugh. Area code 631, how you doing?
Hi.
I didn't mean to cut you off. It was just, I have a junky switchboard.
It was okay. I had to eat real quick anyway.
Okay. So what's your name?
My name's Linda.
Where are you calling from, Linda?
I'm on Long Island.
Long Island.
And you're in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm in Ohio.
the armpit of the United States, I hear.
Well, like I always said before, if Ohio is the heart of the country...
No, the armpit.
You know what? No,
this is a permacloud. I hear you have a permacloud all the time.
Mm-hmm. No, what I'm saying is that if you look at the map, it... Ohio kind of looks like the heart of the country. And I see, if that's the case, then you can see why the country is going down the tubes. But,
yeah. It is.
Heart disease. I'm sorry. Did I say that loud? So, Linda, how can we help you tonight?
I don't know.
You need a ticket to get to Long Beach? I mean, Long Beach. Oh, Long Island.
Oh, yeah. Where are you trying to go?
I am trying to go to Colorado.
What's in Colorado?
Well, not me yet. when I was out in Colorado, I used to live in a place called Manitou Springs. I recommend everybody out there who's listening, go on the internet and check out Manitou Springs. It's actually was on the Travel Channel. It's one of the 10 most haunted cities in the United States. It's also a really cool place because the place still still resonates like it was back in the 1800s.
Wow.
And
is
really
it near
quiet.
Denver?
No, that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I've been to Denver, and they got big churches and big-headed people, and...
I swear I'll never visit Denver until they get rid of their pit bull ban.
Their what?
They have a ban on pit bulls.
Oh.
Because, like you said, they're big-headed, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So can you do any animal communicating?
Any what?
Can you do any kind of animal communicating?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or like you know, I don't think you have a lot of time left. What do you want to do? You want me to donate $20 for a reading?
Sure.
I'll help you get to Colorado.
Oh, thank you. Really strong.
I know.
what do you want to do, and that kind of thing. So I was like, if you donate money to the show for a reading, and then...
How do you do that? How do you do that?
You go to my website. The website.
Okay, put a link on the thing. Do you have, like, a PayPal
right
account
now.
Or something? Yeah, give me the PayPal address. I'll do the PayPal.
Here. Oh, the PayPal account.
It's just whatever email address you used.
What I was going to do is give you a website, because all you got to do is go website and push a button. All
right, cool.
I'll put it in the chat room real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, put it in the chat room.
I'm trying to learn how to spell real quick.
Wait, tell me and I'll put it.
No, I want to do this real quick.
Okay.
I did it earlier. I don't know why I can't do it now. Okay. Yes, we only have so much time, but you know something? We'll get there.
Well, I cook for a living. What is it?
Okay. It's www.psychic-dash. When I say dash,
wait.
I'm talking about...
Oh, the bottom one?
No. It's actually
regular?
Just like the little dash you put between, like, a phone number.
Okay, go ahead.
Psychic-dot-yolasite.com.
What? Y-O... Oh, there it is.
I finally got it out there.
Cool. All right.
Wow.
Well, what do you have, tarot cards in front of you? How do you do this?
I do angel card readings mostly.
All right. I guess I'll take a card reading.
Right now, I've actually done this thing where I can do a 15-minute reading usually on one card.
All right.
Lose it, man.
Give me that, Ella. What do you eat?
Here we go. I'm going to shuffle the cards.
Better be a good one. We want happy. Tell me when to pick.
One of those things is a shuffle and
what was your first name again?
Donnie.
Here.
And what was your first name?
Linda.
Linda.
Did you say Donnie or Johnny?
Donnie with a D.
Okay.
Just tell me when to stop shuffling.
Oh, stop. I was wondering, I'm like, who am I going to pay for 5 minutes to shuffle?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm going, my fingers are getting tired. I'm going to stop shuffling. Come on.
Yes.
All right.
You're gonna get a great reading with all this laughter, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Situation. do you want me to cut the deck and take the card, or you want me to take the card from the top?
Cut the deck.
All right.
Now.
All right, now. Okay, what we'll do is we'll give you two cards that are on the bottom of this deck, which is actually Archangel Uriel and Archangel Raphael. It talks about you know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. And also Archangel Raphael, which talks about angel therapy. But this is like give your fears and worries to the angels and allow us to take burdens. I mean, it's just like my other cards, it's like letting go of a lot of stuff too as well in the process of knowing what you need to do. It's almost like I get this thing like a phone, like that's almost like put you like this, it's like Spider-Man. And it's like your problems are Spider-Man, and it zaps you in the back, and you're actually got that spider web stuck to you, and it's like getting rid of that is what's keeping you from going forward. So you need to cut that loose and push it back to the back and say, okay, enough's enough, and therefore I do deserve exactly what I want right this minute.
And that can relate to anything?
It doesn't have to
be people, right? It could be, like, anything in your life?
Anything in your life. Because people don't realize one thing. I tell people all the time, relationships, money, careers, it's all the same energy. It's just the idea, for some reason, when it comes to relationships, we don't think we can do that. That's the whole thing. Because this card here, like, you know what to do. Basically, it's Archangel Uriel. It's giving you the strength to go down the path. And it's so cute right now.
I understand that.
Because I'm just saying, I mean, look at this card. I feel like there's a lot, you're also picking up a lot of things around you. You're very intuitive. You're very psychic yourself. I feel like the things you pick up with your hands.
Well, can I extend?
Good.
I want to extend that. What about, like, I know this is going to be a weird question, and I know there's, like, two ways to answer it, but when you think something, like, if you keep, I should just tell you exactly how it happened. I had, like, sometimes I'll have, like, something bad happen to one of my dogs, and I feel like for, like, a couple weeks before it, like, I almost sense something's going to happen, and I feel like I overly pay attention to them, like, I don't know what's going to happen, or... And then something happened. Like, it's not been 100 times, but it just happened recently, and it just bothers me. Like, did I bring it upon myself, or did I just know it was coming? Like, was it the law of attraction, or was it, like, you know, my seeing it, my sensing it? Because it happens. I feel like that happens to me a lot. Like, I feel like I see things before it happens. Not that it means it's anything that important all the time, but I don't know. Just that's one thing guilt in me, that what happened to my dog, and I just, I don't know if you can help me, but. I understand the cards, though. The cards have nothing to do with that. The cards, I understand. I'll tell you about the cards. I really want to write about my dogs. I want to write and make money for my rescue for my dogs. And I'm so afraid to give up my job. I have a very good job. And I just am afraid to, like, follow my dreams, you know, and give up security and all that. And so maybe that's what the card's saying. Like, I have all the power behind me. I know how to do it. I know what I'm supposed to do. But I just won't take that leap and do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, look at the situation with the angels. When you talk about Archangel Raphael, it's also the idea of healing yourself after those situations of feeling guilty and feel like, you know, maybe you caused something to happen. So they're also saying let go of those in favor of,
okay.
Well, you knew these things, so therefore you know exactly what to do. Like,
yeah, I've had,
so when
like,
so when you're protective, it's because of a feeling that you get, but you need to do that. There's a difference between the attracting things and actually knowing things. And some people do that too, because it's just the idea of really knowing what the law of attraction is. The law of attraction is a law.
Okay.
It's the actions, and so, like, you know, you have to, what you, we have a gravitational, we have a gravitational pull around us, and so does everything else. And what we're doing is expecting others.
Right.
And we're raising our vibration up to it. You know, not really. Energy is, you know, people heal and all kind of stuff. That's directional energy. But when you put out there for the law of attraction, what you're doing is you're raising up your energy to attract other
things
to you.
Like, if you keep thinking about what you want or what you want to have or where you want to do or be, and you attract it to yourself, because the more you, like, put it out there, the more you attract it kind of back to you.
There are certain situations where people have a tendency, they worry a lot. They dwell on those kind of things, and they do attract bad things that happen to them, because what they're doing when they worry, like my friend always said, when you worry, it's like praying for bad things. That's what you're thinking of.
I never felt like I worried. I would just every once in a while got an eerie feeling, like I was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So
you got the
right.
feeling first. And you
yeah.
You got the feeling something was bad going to happen to your dog. You wasn't thinking something bad going to happen to your dog. If you were thinking that realm, then you could say, yeah, I attracted that to happen to my dog because I was thinking something bad's going to happen to him. But when something came to you as a premonition or something like that where you get this feeling that something could happen, that I need to change something, that's guidance.
Okay, okay. No, I would just get this feeling like you need to love this dog. You need to, like, love this dog, like, more, like, extra. And I didn't know really exactly why, you know. I didn't know why because when the terrible thing happened, I, you know, freaked out. So I obviously didn't think something bad was. I just knew I was supposed to, like, love her a little extra for some reason. Like, you know, kiss her face, not scoot her off the chair as much. Whenever I stand up, she would pop in my chair, and I would, you know, I was nicer about it, getting out of my chair, stuff like that.
That's guidance.
Okay.
That's really right. Guidance. You're gonna love your dog more. That's not something that we call law of attraction. I mean, that's just
okay.
Angel said this dog needs a little more loving and caring because it has certain things and certain things that happen with it and that kind of stuff, but it's like, the dog has a little mental problem with some things of catching on to certain things or just does certain weird things because of its perception. So, therefore, give it more love.
Yeah.
Linda, can I ask you something?
Sure.
This is Faith.
Hi.
What would happen if you lost your current job right now? Would that force you into doing your life's
purpose? I don't know, but... I worry about that. Like, not worry, but it's crossed my mind. I don't know. I think I would probably freak out because I have a good job and I've been doing it for 12 years and I work from home and it's not a job that comes along easy to anybody. I had to really work hard to get where I am. And the only thing I could say is, you know, like, maybe eventually cut back. Like, I have to work at least 30 hours to keep my health insurance and then maybe really dedicate, because it all comes down to time. You know, I have 21 dogs here today. I work 40 hours. I have a pony. I have 3 cats. I have a husband. And, you know, I get up in the
morning. Can you do your dream part-time while you're doing your full-time job?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand what's holding me back. I wish somebody could tell me, like, what's the thing that finally, like, makes me just commit to it and do it. Like, do it every day. Like, take a half hour and write something or or whatever, you know. Like, commit to something that has to do with my writing or my videos. I make all these videos of all my dogs. That was the link I put with all my dogs playing to Beethoven and stuff. Like that. Like, I feel like I'm a Leo and I'm just more of a creative person and my job is very mundane. It's very, you know, like, I just type all day, medical all day. And I really want to type about my dogs. Like, I could type a novel every day and I got to type about all these sad things. And in my head, I hear my book in my head. And then by the time I'm done typing, you know, 8 million reports, I'm tired. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to find my, like, I'd like to know where I'm going to be in, like, probably, like, 5 years. You know, we have a rescue that I would like to expand to get bigger. And I just wish I could see the future. Like, I feel like I'm kind of, like... I'm waiting for something to happen, and I don't know what I'm waiting for. Give me that feather. I don't need that. Are you guys still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to just hang up on us?
Well, I'm usually good for about 45 minutes.
After the show's over?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is over.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell everybody else, please do me one favor. They're still taping this, and they're still taping. It's not streaming anymore live, but if you go to the archive, you will hear this whole show. So some people have had, me and Nicole was sitting there talking one night, and he's like, oops.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was on the archives now. So it's just situation, what you're doing right now is ideal. You got to come to a realization and go, okay, I got to do this. And
I don't know.
Really, I can really identify with this right now because I'm trying to put this book together, and I already have a name for it. And I got, it's just the
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Taking it and
so
putting
you
it down.
Know,
there.
Right? Have you started? Have you written it?
I got some. I got 3 pages here somewhere.
What's it called?
Yeah.
But
the
name of my book is, I have a book called, it's good, I'm going to call it, Love Will Save You, So Lit It, Using the Law of Attraction to Find True Love. It was a cool book, and I just got to put it together. And basically the reason I'm going to do it is because so many people are so freaking scared to death, even when they get into relationships that are good for them, that when they do fall in love, they don't realize that there are changes that are going to happen anyway, no matter what.
Yeah.
The ones you look at the person and go, you're trying to change me. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I didn't do nothing. I'm just sitting here. But it was what it is someone's freaking out because in the process of actually finding what they've been looking for the whole time, now they're changing and they don't like it. They're giving up things. Like, they don't realize they're giving things up because of the good of the relationship. And they're actually being loving and caring and not being selfish.
Yes, that would be a good book. My sister should read it.
Yeah, because I had an ex-fiance was like that, saying, love, I know what love is, but I want people to love me for who I am. Bad problem about what it was, she didn't know who she was. She thought when people were loving her a certain way, she thought they wasn't loving her for who she was. She needed to find out who that was. And that's exactly.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard if it's hard if you're used to it one way and then when the real thing comes along, it's like, it's also too, like, you don't feel like you're worthy of it.
What do you think Adam and Eve left the garden? Because they didn't think they were worthy.
Well, I can't say. I've been with my husband for a very long time, so I'm not really one for, I don't know. I could tell you that it don't work. You can't change them. I have to still, after 25 years, I still, like I've gotten better with dealing with it. But you can't really change anybody. You can kind of suggest things and mold them a little bit around the edges, but, you know, you just got to deal with it.
But you really can't do anything unless he allowed you to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
At least he loved you enough that when he was like, on the so that could happen.
I think it's just...